It's that time of the week when we like to find out what's doing in the Singleton Council area with Mayor Sue Moore. How are we doing, Sue?
Pretty good. Nearly blown away, same as everyone, but it's winter.
Very much so. Everyone continue taking care out there, please. Now, you are on the lookout for superheroes, and I call them superheroes because anyone who wants to offer to help somebody learn to drive is doing a great job. It keeps the family together. There's no arguments between mum and dad and the kids about who's telling who what to do or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. So this is our very popular drive program, and we're holding a workshop because we're seeking volunteers. We've got to have volunteers, of course, to help the young people to be able to graduate to their P plates, where they're tallying up 120 hours of necessary driving to do so, of course. So it's a challenging program, obviously, for young people, but it is also for volunteers. So volunteer supervisors may register their expressions of interest, and we're also holding a workshop on Wednesday, the 8th of June, from 6 to 8pm. So if you'd like more information, come along to that. Dinner will be provided. Ooh. So come along and get some more information. And RSVP that you're coming along so they know the cave, of course, and check out the information on Council's website. So we'd be very keen to hear for people that would like to volunteer and those that are thinking about it would like more information.
Yeah, look, and all jokes aside, it really is important because there's so many mums and dads working long, long hours. If someone's there to be able to help the kids just to get those 120 hours up, means they're mobile, means they can go out and get a job and contribute to the household.
Exactly, exactly.
Sue, the tyre drop-off day is almost here again. When's it happening?
Saturday the 11th of June at our waste management facility, of course. So residents can drop off up to four tyres from motorbikes, cars, four-wheel drives or light trucks for free. So this is a great initiative. But we're very pleased to be able to provide the service to increase the sustainability and reduce the
landfill
environment.
Yeah.
Yep, and the people doing the wrong thing, of course.
Yeah.
82% of each tyre is able to be recycled for other means and used in road production, playgrounds and sporting surfaces and all sorts of things. So, not only doing a good thing for your backyard, you're doing a good thing for the environment and helping to recycle.
So, so
don't forget Saturday the 11th of June for that one.
And you will need proof of residency because there are some councils that are not yet following in Singleton's footsteps with that one. We have seen a few, but not everyone's doing it. So get down there with those tyres and drop them off. And Sue, what's Bright Futures all about?
Bright Futures is another great program that we're kicking off with. So it's Learn to Earn event on the 23rd of June. So we're running a series of programs to assist people and employers in our LGA to find staff. So it's a free event, another free event, so it's great, to showcase courses and training initiatives that'll be right here in Singleton for people that are looking for their next career move. So it's not just for young people, it might be for anyone in the workforce or somebody that's looking to re-enter the workforce. So the event will be held at the high school on the 23rd of June from 4pm till 7pm and you can find out about courses and sign up for courses on the day, learn about short skill courses and find out how to start a new business yourself. So there's lots of things happening there that I would suggest anyone that's thinking about wanting to look for other skills or additional skills to come along and get involved in that program.
Great opportunity for a bright future in Singleton. Sue Moore, as always, thank you very much for the update. You have a great week.
Thanks, Andrew. You too. Cheers.